Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party book. When I first did this book, I called myself the Ayatollah the Truth, the Razuli of Kabir Tufa. Kabir Tufa in Arabic is the Big Apple. So I have in my book on page 163 is an interview with the Ayatollah the Truth. He's an American fundamentalist, and also known as the American Pimpernel, Abu Tom, Uncle Tom, and the King's Champion. And this is the opening interview. The interviewer asks, "You have so many titles. How do I address you? Should I call you Reverend?" No, Reverend is not a politically correct title to have right now. "You can call me His Magnificence, the Anointed One, Defender of the American Faith, Razuli of the Big Apple. How much time do we have? A half hour. In that case, you call me Abu Tam. So when did you form the Spirit of America Party? And the answer is 90 million Americans. This figure is probably very true. 90 million Americans did not care to vote in the last presidential election. So how will your party make the difference? When the people realize we are American fundamentalists, they will rush to vote to save the country. Save the country from whom? From us. What is your party platform? Tell the truth, even if it kills you. How strong is your membership? Besides me, there's no one else. Everybody else is dead. Yeah, that's going to be a story one day in communist USA, comrade. You have no idea what's coming. You have no idea. You're watching Dancing with the Elves. Yeah. Do you have a party song like the Democrats have Happy Days Are Here Again? Yes, our song is The Farmer in the Dell. You know how that goes? You don't have to sing it. But when we get to the part where the cheese stands alone, I rise to the occasion. Do you consider yourself an American extremist? No, just an all-around American good guy who wants a little peace and quiet. My father used to have that expression. Can a man get peace and quiet? And then everybody ran for the hills because the shillelagh was coming next. Yeah. And he was fast. And he used to stand in the doorway, so you had to go past him. So you knew there was a shot in the back of the head coming. Yeah, that's why I limbo pretty good now. Yeah, can you? Oh, of course, they don't do that to the child today. If the child gets naughty, ignore him as he throws the dog out the fifth floor window. Yeah, just pay no attention. Don't give him any attention. Man, I tell you, it is really sad. It is really sad. Nobody's having babies. I'm thinking of having a meeting, and when I blow the whistle, all the women have to hold their babies up. Show me your babies. It's really crazy, man. I see baby carriages full of firewood in front of a fireplace. Where are your babies? We don't have babies. We have firewood. And then I saw St. Bernard in a baby carriage. Man, I'll tell you, dogs, they love the dogs. Kids, what, are you crazy? You know how much kids cost? Yeah, and then you have to give them attention. You have to tell them you love them. They need reassurances. Who's got time for kids? Well, right now I'm going to my yoga lesson. And then I'm going to the yogurt factory. Yeah, and Ben and Jerry's. They got the no kids ice cream. Yeah, a conservative. Can you describe your impression of a conservative? Just what is a conservative? A conservative is a former liberal who has been mugged. Then what is a liberal? A rich guy who wants to give the store away but will not work behind the counter. Do you consider polls before taking a position? Yes, most definitely. We consult the best. Estacio and Wanda. We see you have a guest with an opposing view on tonight. Yes, it is our custom to seek opposing points of view. Why is he bound and gagged? We did not say we had to listen to him. So how do you handle the interview? I make the American point of view, and he struggles and stamps in his chair trying to get free. But he does not deserve to be free because he is a heretic. Do you have other segments of the show? Oh, yes. The best one is a trial by a jury of your American fundamentalist peers. Who is the judge? I am the judge. Who's the jury? I am the jury. Would you like to say goodbye to our second guest? Is his appearance over? Yes, his time is up. He came on to talk about letting nice criminals out of jail, and he lost the argument. And does he have the right to an attorney? He is an attorney. What is his sentence? Death by nagging carried out by his ex-wives. Isn't that a bit extreme? And that's why they call me an extremist. Do you have an American war cry? Yes. America Wakba. Save the kids and free Ilian Gonzalez. What has Ilian Gonzalez have to do with anything? That is the same question Janet Reno has on her helmet. What is the biggest problem in America today? Dopey kids. You mean kids on dope, don't you? You show me a kid on dope, I'll show you a dopey kid. How would you deal with the drug problem? Don't do the first one. That is ridiculous. It's too simple an answer. Would you rather I say a drug user should get the death penalty? Do you mind if my dog sniffs your pocketbook? What about the quality of education in America today? See, we're back to dopey kids again. How would you remedy the trend of poor scholastic scores in the classroom? Teachers and parents must be held accountable. If the student fails, both parents and teachers should get 5 years in jail, along with the student. Now that is a lesson to be learned. What do you think of the president's tax cut? This is when Bush was in. He gave everybody $250. Remember that? And the Democrats said, he's going to break the economy. Yeah, and they're up to $17 trillion. Yeah, and calling for the point. Yeah. So what do you think of the president's tax cut? Did you bring the check? The Democrats say it only helps the rich. Did you bring the check? Now, why do you believe that President Bush is the American Messiah? I saw him walk on top of his bass pond. Now, what do you think about separation of church and state? What do you think about separation of head from neck? The body cannot function without a head. See, we are on the same wavelength. Are you a Muslim? No, but we are all children of Abraham. Who is Abraham? Being left back is only 5 years in jail with your parents. Would you like to try for 10? What do you like about Islam? In my younger days, I liked the four wives rule. Besides, anyone who prays five times a day can't be all bad. Did you see the picture in Newsweek of the Mormon with four wives? What was your reaction to the photo? Papa was a rolling stone, and he said no to Planned Parenthood. Don't you think four wives is a bit sexist? No, six wives is sexist, and there are penalties for going over the limit. You talk about women like they were trout. Some are brown, some are speckled, some are rainbow, but they're all keepers. What do you think about the oil crisis? Take down the American flag on the Persian Gulf fleet, run up the Jolly Roger, and hijack all the tankers in the Gulf. And then we can tell the world the Democrats made us do it, and they will believe us. Do you think you could pursue the Star Wars missile defense program? Yes, and may the force be with us. That's all the time we have for today, boys and girls. Keep the faith and hum the Ten Commandments when liberal teachers are not looking. What a great idea to drive communist teachers nuts. Learn the Ten Commandments by heart and hum them in Gregorian chant. Then you could rate politicians using the fundamentalist codes. Here comes Ted Kennedy. He is a number five offender. Here comes Eminem. He is a four. That's the Ten Commandments, right? The five is thou shalt not kill. Four is honor thy father and thy mother. Here comes Bill Clinton. He's a dance number, 5, 6, 7, 8. And this is the Miss Fundamentalist America pageant. We have a pageant. A young lady we know with a New York sense of humor has informed us of her dream to be a contestant in the Miss America pageant. Stepping forward to the center of the stage, she tells the judges she wishes to touch the heart and soul of America. She promises, if awarded the title of Miss America, she will spend every waking day completing her life's ambition to eliminate handicapped parking everywhere, and then the next task will be to ban strollers from shopping malls. What love and compassion. Does she have your vote too? Okay, then we have another issue. It's called Pay the Underpaid Cops and Firemen, Time and Materials. Phone rings at the 34th Precinct. Desk officer answers. The caller whispers, hold up in progress. Sarge says, how many hold up men? The caller answers, four. Sarge asks, are they armed? caller replies, yes, they all have machine guns. What kind of business are they robbing? A caller answers, jewelry store. Sarge asks, what's the value of the inventory? Caller says, over $4 million. The Sarge says, we have two options here. One is a code at 21. We come right away, we take them all out. It'll be over in 10 minutes. Our price for this service is $700,000 plus tips. Caller says, that's a lot of money. Shots ring out, a lot of screaming in the background. The caller desperately begs, what's option two? Sarge says, we send one guy over in 4 hours to do a survey, and we give you a written estimate in the mail. Now, the same scenario in a firehouse. For brush fires, press 1. For commercial fires, press 2. For an estimate, press 3. If you danced on the rooftop during the 9-1 attacks with Bill Maher, press 4 and the driverless gas truck with no brakes will be right over. I knew the liberals, nothing liberal about a liberal, were taking over when Alan Combs was caught with the plans to West Point in his boot. Carter and Fidel may have Alzheimer's disease. One good thing about Alzheimer's is that you're always making friends. Hey, Jimmy, what you all got on? Your mind? Jimmy Carter believes he arrives in Iran. It's Cuba. He's greeted by the Ayatollah Khomeini. It's Fidel Castro. Jimmy tries to get the hostages released. How come Jimmy is the only one smiling? They played the new national anthem, I Like a Peanut Butter and Creamy Peanut Butter. How do you negotiate with the guy who tried to start World War III? He was 10 minutes away from completing the objective. Wait until Jimmy meets Free Elian Gonzalez wearing his INS t-shirt. Okay, so that's a little bit out of the good book, The Spirit of America Party. I hope you got a little kick out of that. Now we're going to go to a girl who just wanted to be an average American girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching Greta Van Susteren, and I like Greta. She's a straight shooter, and she's very fair. And I was very annoyed the day Savage called her Scarface, which I thought was kind of nasty. And Savage is no good looker. Yeah, that's a Savage, and that's Savage before a surgery. Yeah, oh, God. But anyway, Greta was just saying that the IRS was discovered giving refund checks. I think it was 650 refund checks to one address, an apartment building in Latvia. How's that? These people have so much money, it's pouring through their fingers. They can't grasp it all. Can you believe 3.5 years to open up a website and 10 minutes before showtime, the guy finds out it doesn't work? Can you believe that? Who could get that job? You know, that's like the joke where the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, just got elected, and he appointed his brother as the head of the Bureau of Weights and Measures. And his friends were teasing him, and they went, "Hey, McCarthy, how many ounces in a pound?" And he said, "Give me a break. It's my first day on the job." 660 million dollars. You know, you could go to GoDaddy. GoDaddy is advertising like crazy. They'll give you a website in 10 minutes. You get a domain name for $9.95, and then they give you a website. You could be up and running. You could have had the whole country enrolled already. In a half hour. We're in trouble, man. You know what it is? We got too many leeches and too many termites. We're overrun with leeches and termites. Everybody is sucking at somebody's tax money, and they're gnawing away at the oak of freedom. And all we know is that Kardashian has more husbands than babies. Yeah, you can't even do one a husband. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. And I see Lady Gaga was on, and one of the girls on the finance, on the Fox Business, is saying, "I can't stand her." And I agree totally. And her and Madonna. You heard about Madonna in Russia. They told her to put her underwear back on and take the cross off. Did you hear that one? No, you won't hear that one. Communist media. Oh, good news about the communist media. CNN is going down the tubes. They're getting away from the news. They can't compete against Al Jazeera because they were doing the same. So they're going down the tubes. Now Wolf Blitzer won't be able to go to the Palestine Hotel in Iraq and throw grenades down on the American soldiers. And then when the camera comes on, he switches jackets and takes off his headgear. It says, "Fighting was heavy today." Yeah. You're on, Wolf. Imagine that, CNN once on the top of the game. Totally neutralized. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. If this was the Soviet Union, they all would have to face a firing squad. They do it real neatly in the Soviet Union. How they do it? They bring you into a tiled room, like a bathroom, with a drain in the middle of the floor. And you stand there, and a guy walks up behind you and puts a bullet in your head. Yeah, that's communist justice. Speaking of communist justice, I was reading about the Romanov family. Do you know anything about the Romanov family? The Tsar, the last Tsar. It's really sad. You got to Google it. I'm going to do it from memory, unless I can find. I'll give you a tune, and I'll see if I can find what I wrote. I'm going to give you a Herbie Mann, and this is called a tune called "Humming Home," "Coming Home." Herbie is a flautist. He is now in heaven with Maynard Ferguson and Willie Bobo, and Tito Puente and all the boys, and Celia Cruz. He's up there in heaven in that grand combo, making music for the Lord. So here's Herbie Mann. He's got a nice, sweet sound. He'll walk. He'll take you home. Starts off with this low bass. Then comes the drums. Then comes Herbie. Okay, we're back. That's an 8-minute tune, and I gave you 4 minutes of it. I don't want to bore you. That is a nice sound, all right. The next guy up was going to play Vibes, and he was going to hum. That's a real nice tune. And so I found an article that I blogged today. It's called Family Planning. To me, the most important grades, this was based on a blog I got from a Catholic educational center, and they're saying that the church is under siege. Obama intends to wipe out the Catholic Church. He's already said it. Everything he says, he does. That's one thing about Obama. He might lie, but if he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. If he says he's going to destroy the Catholic Church, he's going to do it. If he says he's going to have an army bigger than the United States Army, he's going to do it. And he's already doing it. He got rid of 200 frontline officers. Okay? Now, nobody does that but a communist. Joseph Stalin wiped out his entire officer corps because he didn't trust anybody. Fidel Castro, when he came to power, killed everybody around him. He didn't trust them. Communist paranoia. Everybody is your enemy. So if Obama tells you you're going to be able to keep your insurance, yeah, his insurance you're going to be able to keep. There'll be no other. I don't know why these insurance companies are standing there like waiting to go to Dachau. They're standing there. They think they're going to, one of them is going to survive. They're all going to be sucking wind. And if this is the best this guy can do with insurance, how do you think he's doing on the defense of the nation? Do you think he's up for the game? And you can see Bibi Netanyahu is totally upset. All right? He screwed Bibi Netanyahu. And you know what? I got to tell you this. I've come to the conclusion that Americans of Jewish descent are not supportive of Israel. It's only a handful. There are more evangelists that worry about the fate of Israel than there are Jewish people in this country. Sorry, I got to tell you like I see it. Believe me, I don't want to say this. But that's my impression. Definitely the evangelists will all die for Israel. Okay, so the title is A Family Planning. And I think if you ask Bibi Netanyahu, he would tell you the same thing, and so would the people in the Knesset. To me, the most important grades in school are pre-kindergarten to high school graduation. That is 12 to 13 years of Catholic fortification and a fighting chance against evil. Sadly, as Catholics pay taxes for atheistic schools, many cannot afford to send their children to Catholic schools. And that is why the pews are empty. We are handing over God's best crop to be turned into secular Bolsheviks. Every church should be turned into a free school. The education of the young should be our number one priority. Remember, not only do the anti-Catholics get the kids, they get the parents too. I would rather see Catholic universities closed rather than one child's mind be closed. Obama's goal is to tax the churches out of existence. He is doing to the Catholic Church and others that will follow the same that Stalin did to the churches in Russia. Yet I was thinking about Billy Graham, and it was very nice of Sean Hannity and Fox to give Billy Graham time last night to tell his story. And God bless Billy Graham, 95 years old, is serving Christ. Okay? And they couldn't get any dirt on him. They couldn't Sarah Palin him, right? And I remember at least 25 years ago, Billy Graham holding his evangelistic service in Russia, and the audience was packed with Russians who have had no God until the fall of the wall. And they were craving it, man. They were craving it. They hung on his every word. Yeah. The Christians there had to go underground under Stalin. And we had a great pope who was in Poland, and he suffered persecution. And he got to get a few shots in before he left. So anyway, let me see where we are. And remember, not only do anti-Catholics get the kids, they get the parents too. I would rather see, Catholics don't want to admit they're being persecuted. They're all looking the other way. Yeah. They write it off. It's not their problem. Until the names are called. Remember, not only do the anti-Catholics get the kids, they get the parents too. I would rather see universities closed rather than a child's mind be closed. Georgetown to me is not a Catholic university. Notre Dame to me is not a Catholic university. There's too much crap there. There's too much sin. Obama's goal is to tax churches out of existence. The kids come first. Everyone a free education. And that's what I believe. That's my two cents. I went to a Catholic grammar school and a Catholic high school, and I knew the difference between right or wrong, and I had a conscience that bothered me when I did something wrong. So I'm looking at two pictures here. It's the Romanov of family. One, two, three, four daughters and a son. And one picture is when they were very young as kids. The son, I believe, was a hemophiliac, and he was a very weak child. And then there's a picture of them in 1913, and the girls are grown up, and the boy looks about maybe 10 or 11. And I put underneath that caption, "Meet the Romanovs, all killed by the communists. The children were the biggest threat, just like in pro-choice USA. Executed by gunfire, their bodies thrown down a deserted mineshaft." That's one version of what happened to the bodies. "Any political party that endorses child murder is marked for hell. The murder was quite gruesome, including bayoneting the wounded girls, just like it planned slaughterhood. If in place of child murder, Obamacare offered free delivery and adoption, would anybody oppose it?" I'd love to see that rhetoric. I like it when their faces get and they grit their teeth. It's my body. I'll do what I want with it. I hope you don't own a hotel. You better let me know which one, because I'm checking in tonight and I want to sleep like a baby. I'm going to give you a quick tune. We come back, we'll talk about inside tradering. I'll give you a little Hawaii 5-0. Reading a book entitled "Throw Them All Out," and it's got a picture of the Capitol building upside down. how politicians and their friends get rich off of insider stock tips, land deals, and cronyism that would send the rest of us to prison, by Peter Schweitzer. The book Washington does not want you to read. How is it that politicians often enter office with relatively modest assets, but then as investors regularly beat the stock market and sometimes beat the most rapacious hedge funds? How did some members of Congress know to dump their stock holdings just in time to escape the effects of the 2008 financial meltdown? And how is it that billionaires and hedge fund managers often make well-timed investment decisions that anticipate events in Washington? In this powerfully argued book, Peter Schweitzer blows the lid off of Washington's epidemic of honest graft. Honest graft is a misnomer. It is crooked graft disguised as honest graft. He exposes a secret world where members of Congress insert earmarks into bills to improve their own real estate holdings, and campaign contributors receive billions in federal grants. Nobody goes to jail. Throw them all out, cast light into the darkest corners of the political system, and offers ways to clean house. I'm about a third of the way into the book, and I'll tell you one thing. No more terms for termite. If you want to clean up all the corruption in Washington, one of the first things you have to do is limit everybody to one term. Doesn't matter who they are. One term, that's it. Get your crap, get out. Number two, the largest political contribution from the biggest corporation can only be a dollar. Don't tell me they need TV time and they have to pay a lot of money for TV time. Let them get on a soapbox. Let them go to YouTube. It's all a bunch of crap. It's all a game. And number three, the only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. No lobbies, no special interest groups, no large champagne contributors canceling out the vote of the average American. We are one from many, and each one of us counts. And we can do it. We can do it. Okay, so having said that, insider trading is what he's talking about. He's talking about guys like John Kerry that sit on powerful committees that are about to pass legislation and knowing that the legislation is going to be passed, like let's say against a pharmaceutical company. It's going to wipe out a pharmaceutical company, and John has shares of stock in it, and he dumps it right away. And when he dumps it, other people dump it because there's a grapevine and there's a good old boys club. And John Kerry is one of the most successful inside stock traders in Washington. By the way, they just arrested and fined a Wall Street executive, I think a million something, for insider trading. But the House and the Senate made a law that says they can do insider trading. People started to squawk, and they said, they're looking at us. We've got to do something. Okay, we'll rescind that law. Are they looking? Are they still watching? 30 days goes by. You get the voters' Alzheimer's. Okay, they're not watching anymore. Reinstate it. Okay? Now, why am I telling you this? John Kerry, insider trader or trading? This man was a big stock profit inside trader on Obama healthcare. I wonder how many Iranian link stocks he is buying right now. You know, he likes to hang out in Stavos, Switzerland. The skiing is good there. Yeah, they have banks that don't give out account numbers, too. Yeah, so he's in Geneva tonight. And I wonder how many Iranian link stocks, based on his negotiations, he's buying right now. Maybe Iranian bank stocks, because they're going to get $50 billion released by Obama. That's a gift and a bribe, right? It's not for the stop the nuclear deterrent. No, that's to support a terrorism. Bank Melli or Bank Sadarat? How about oil stocks? They'll be able to ship oil. The Europeans can't wait. They love it. those are the same Europeans that Hitler rolled over in a day. In a day. And they're telling us how to run our country. Does he have a blind trust in Europe? And my friends in Israel, I listen to Aaron Klein all the time, and I'll trust the Israeli intelligence over our own. And based on the healthcare sign-up, I think we're in trouble. I think we're in trouble. And what they're going to try and patch up that mess that they got up on the Internet? You don't think that the Trojans and all of the viruses and the listening posts haven't been inserted into that program? They got to take that whole thing down and start over. They're compromised, man. So, does he have a blind trust in Europe? Israel, you're on your own. American satellites are watching you and protecting Obama's allies, which are not our allies. He's already lost the entire Middle East, let's face it. He screwed up everything. He couldn't even get a deal in Iraq. And now the Prime Minister of Iraq is over here begging for money, threatening that he'll give less support than he's already giving. What a joke. And he was looking for, what, $1.8 billion? How about you take that $1.8 billion and you declare a one-time bonus for everybody in the combat zone? And you spread it out. You divide it by how many guys you got over there, 300,000? Let them cut it up. Say, thanks for your service. We really support the troops. So having said that, when we first started to go, everybody was waving the flags. Even Alan Combs had a flag pin. We support the troops. We support the troops. There's a Rudyard Kipling poem about how the British soldier is named Tommy and how he's looked down on in peacetime with disdain. And people, they can't stand to see them in their uniforms. But he says, when the drums begin to roll, they're all cheering for them. Yes, he may be going large a bit. That's why he was drinking, these GIs are drinking, you know, and the people don't like it. But when the drums begin to roll and they're all going to die for their country, everybody's patriotic, at least for 10 minutes. And you GIs over there, I know they're trying to take your chaplains away. They want to keep you. They want to take God away from you. Get more religious. Wear rosaries around your neck. I have a picture of a guy on a tank with a 50-caliber machine gun. He's got a rosary on it. Yeah. Get close to Jesus. Wear a scapula. If you die, you go right to heaven. That's the guarantee when you buy the scapula. Yeah. And get close to God, because you are close to God. You're serving your country, and there's no greater contribution that any American will ever make than what you're doing. And when you come home and you feel like shit, and it's like everything you did didn't count for anything, and nobody even knows there's a war going on, and you've been doing four rotations, take heart. You're a better man than they are. Take heart. Because your day is coming. Stay away from the drugs. Try not to drink too much. Be sensible. And don't hold a grudge. Build your world. Build your life. Okay. So having said that, an ESPN trader says the Star Spangled Banner is a war song. I say it's an anti-slavery song. This traitor is a communist. He wants to hear the Internationale. They play that while killing 12 million Ukrainians. And this is the Ukrainians' anniversary of the slaughter of the Ukrainian people. They had a parade last week in New York. Nobody covered it. The communist press will never cover freedom marches. But if they bring Wall Street out to take poops on police cars, they get close-ups. Yeah. Get rid of the press. CNN, I'm glad they're going down. NBC should be next. Nothing but communists. I want to see Chris Matthews be dragged off the stage by two Irish pipers in time for his beating. Oh, yeah, bullying. We'll bully him. That's what we'll do. Yeah. They're turning all the kids into little sissies. One kid, the other day, he wanted to do something for Halloween. He was going to wear a costume as a worker, you know, like a construction worker. And he had a drill. And he says, no, Mommy, I better not do that. The kid's 8 years old. No, Mommy, I better not do that. They'll think it's a gun. The teacher will think it's a gun. And she'll turn me into the KGB. Eight years old, and already he's being brainwashed by the bullies, the communist bullies. So this guy's a communist. He wants to hear the Internationale play that while killing 12 million Ukrainians or 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. You know, the Russians are very clever. You probably don't know this because they don't teach history in communist school, in the communist cucumber school anymore. They'll teach about fisting in the fifth grade, though. That's something you really got to learn. So when the teacher does it to you, understand. Yeah, not all the perverts are in the Catholic schools, my friend. They got rubber rooms galore in the public schools. But anyway, not to mention, the story on the Russian army was on the outskirts of Poland. And the Germans were still occupying Warsaw, and the Russians told the Polish underground, rise up, or on the outskirts of the city, we'll come in and help you. And the Poles rose up, and the Germans cut them to pieces, and the Russians watched. It's like 20 lions on a baby elephant. I seen that today. Not too good. Not too good. I also seen some hippopotamuses kill a crocodile. That was pretty good. And they saved a zebra. But when the zebra walked off, his leg wasn't working. So he probably will be finished by somebody else in the jungle. You know what it's like in the jungle, right? Survival of the fittest. And you can't sing Kumbaya when there's 20 hyenas all laughing at you. Yeah. The number two choice. Oh, okay. So they play the Internationale while killing 12 million Ukrainians. I never knew the story of the Ukrainians. You got to look it up. You got to Google it. You'll be sick. You know, they were forced to eat their own children. He starved them out. He cordoned them off. And Leventi Beria signed the death warrant under Stalin's orders. Uncle Joe. I'm reading a book on McCarthy and a lot of infiltration by communist spies into the State Department, into the U.S. government during the 30s and 40s. And when they caught the spies, they couldn't do anything because the Russians were our allies. So one spy was caught along with an American who was giving him secrets. The American got 4 years in jail, and the spy got sent back to Russia to be decorated. Anyway, not to mention, so they killed 12 million Ukrainians, 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest, and they blamed it on the Germans, but the Germans have evidence that it was the Russians. Not to mention, and you know what was surprising? Remember the Polish the delegation? The entire government flew into Moscow for negotiations, and the plane crashed. I don't believe that's an accident. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I don't believe in coincidence. Coincidence to me is two planes flying into two buildings at the World Trade Center a half hour apart. That's a coincidence. You believe that? I'll tell you another one. So, killed the 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. They gunned them all down. Not to mention a 2 million, you know what you do? Google images. Communist executions. And instead of watching Hollywood show you what the Germans did, go and look and see what the communists did. So, and that they marched off 2 million German prisoners of war into Siberia, and none of them came back. And 2 million German women were raped by communist animals on the way into Berlin. Now, the number two choice for a song after the Star-Spangled Banner is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That was one of the songs that was up for the award. But that has Our Savior Jesus Christ in it, and communists hate Christ. The only other one I can think of is a farmer's song about the love of a land full of cotton. Communist Dixie was written by an Irishman in a New York hotel. Did you know that? Did you know the city of Houston was founded by two Jewish guys from Brooklyn? Drill that Earl, partner. Yeah. And there's something about the names on the Alamo that I think nobody there was from Texas or something. I forget what. But Google that, the names on the wall at the Alamo. And there were Mexicans there, Texicanos. Texicanos who fought side by side with the gringos. But the communists don't want you to know that. Because they're telling all of the Mexicans that the gringo hates them. Now, why would they say something like that? They don't know me. How can they say all gringos hate Mexicans? They don't know me. How can they tell blacks that all whites hate them? They don't know me. How can they tell American Indians that all whites hate them? They don't know me. Why do they do that? A buddy of mine went to a swearing-in ceremony of people that were about to become American citizens. They were mostly Latinos and Orientals, and a guy got up representing the U.S. government and says, the white man hates you. And if he gives you any trouble, here's my phone number, you call me. If he discriminates you in the case of housing, you call me. If he refuses to give you a job, you call me. Now, those people just got sworn in. They're now American citizens. God bless America. You can't sing that. And they went out the doors into the world, the United States. Now, what do you think is in their mind? The first white guy they see, they're waiting for trouble. Now, that's divide and conquer, man. And that's government sanctioned. So, where were we? Dixie was written by an Irishman in a New York hotel. The Battle Hymn of the Republic was a war hymn sung by white men who died to free black slaves. Then there is The Faded Coat of Blue. My brave young lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. He sleeps because he's on his way to heaven. Today in Afghanistan, American troops of many colors are dying to keep their families safe at home. They know the real score. It is us fools that are wondering, am I going to have to get an abortion even though I am a man on the health plan? Yeah, well, maybe they'll just take out a kidney or something. Yeah, there used to be a joke. The guy said I had a brain operation because I had the credit card. Yeah, give me a break. All right, I'm going to give you a tune. Oh, here's a short one. It's a little college tune. Thank you. seems the consensus of opinion on who's running the White House points to David Axelrod and Valerie Jarrett. So keep an eye on those two and see what they're up to. A guy was on a talk show today. His name is David Horowitz. He was born into a communist family, and he is a right-winger. And he's a guy to listen to because he knows how communists think. And we can't even say the word communist. I'm the only guy that says it. All the rest are afraid to say communist because they'll be labeled McCarthyite. Joe McCarthy looked out for this country, whether or not he was telling the truth or lying. His only friend was the United States of America. And they destroyed him. They Sarah Palin'd him. But he served his country in war and peace. And I'll take a McCarthy over a Rosenberg any day of the week. And my greatest Jewish hero is a judge named Kaufman. Google Judge Kaufman, a Fordham graduate. And he is the one that pronounced the death sentence on the Rosenbergs. So when somebody plays the anti-Semite card on you, saying you said Rosenbergs because you're an anti-Semite, you remind them that your hero is Judge Kaufman, and you got to read the pronouncement of the sentence and how he described what they did. It'll jar your grandmother's preserves. Now, this guy was talking about the Star Spangled Banner as a war song. Every patriotic American song is an anti-slavery song. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Now, the communists want to take the guns away, so the reason they want to take the guns away is it makes it easier when they come to kill you. And they do intend to kill you because they know you can't be converted. Bill Ayers has said he knows that 30 million Americans will have to be executed. And he's an advisor to Obama bin Laden. So when they play the Sandy Hook a sympathy card, if Sandy Hook had two armed guards, all those kids would be alive today. So Sandy Hook won't get our guns. Sandy Hook needs armed guards, and tearing the building down and destroying the building is not going to make your kids any safer. Two armed guards is what you need, and until you do that, you're running the risk of killing more kids. If we had two guards with guns, the kids would be alive today. First day of school in a New Jersey town, you know what kindergartners are doing? They're having a lockdown drill. They're having a lockdown drill. I never had a lockdown drill. Did you? What does that tell you? We're wide open. We're vulnerable. 50 Muslims in 50 malls with AK-47s. It's on, baby. Nobody will go to the mall. They'll have to have safe hours for shopping. You're going to need picture ID to get into the mall. So, anybody that doesn't think that a guard-free school is an advantage, they need to watch the Beslan Russian school hostages video. Do you remember that one? The Chechens took it over and they were executing the kids and they wired it with bombs. And the people who had children inside the building were begging the Soviet troops to give them guns that they would go in and get them. Sandy Hook was between two police stations 10 minutes away. You're telling me that no off-duty cops could use a part-time job? You're not going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. They will never let you do it. You may kill 10,000, but once the word spreads like wildfire, and nothing spreads faster than word of mouth, you'll have a whole nation up in arms. You can't kill them all. And never forget what Admiral Yamamoto said, why he wouldn't invade California. Behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. So you're not going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. They will never let you do it. Go to a ghetto, see how many guns you can collect. Go to an Indian reservation, see what happens. 600,000 hunters with guns in Wisconsin say no. 750,000 hunters in Pennsylvania say no. 700,000 hunters in Michigan say come and get them. We don't care what other countries do. We are the USA, and we got the second amen. That's our show for tonight. And I will waltz out with a Jesus prayer if it plays. Let me see.
Here we go, boys and girls. We're recording. There used to be a song in the 50s, maybe the late 50s. It was called He's a Rebel.
Oh, no, that's
sung
not.
By
we'll pass
group.
On it. We'll pass on it. That's not the one. I was looking for Al Hibbler's He, talking about God. Ah, this is Rudyard Kipling. We'll give you Rudyard Kipling.
You know what pitch and toss is? It's a game the kids play. It's played with a coin on a stick. And you flip. It's like flipping a coin, but they use a stick. And that's called pitch and toss. And I guess you call heads or tails. And the reason that I'm telling you that is because I'm about to read you a poem. And the poem was written by a guy named Rudyard Kipling. And he was a great writer. He's the guy that wrote Jungle Book. He wrote poems called Barracks Ballads. And he loved the common soldier. He was British, and he loved the British soldier. And he wrote things like Gunga Din, Thin Red Line of Heroes, which is a poem about how the soldiers are taken for granted. And they're paid very little, and they're spit upon and looked down upon, except when the drums begin to roll, as he would say. He also wrote a poem called If. I'm going to read it to you. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it all on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and what is more, you'll be a man, my son. Rudyard Kipling wrote a poem called Come Ye Back to Mandalay, which Frank Sinatra had a hit song with. And he also had a poem about Kabul in Afghanistan. And if you read that poem, you would realize what a great job our warriors did. Alexander was not that great. Alexander got stomped in Afghanistan, and when he left, he was Alexander the Grape. I'll talk to you, boys and girls.